Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. This week, in celebration of the Christmas season, some classical compositions that involve Christmas carols. In the middle of the 19th century, an Englishman named William Chatterton Dix came up with Christmassy words, "What Child Is This?" for the old folk song Greensleeves. Years later, when Ralph Vaughan Williams wrote his Fantasia on Greensleeves, he probably had a pretty good idea that the piece would get played a lot at Christmas time. The Fantasia on Greensleeves was originally part of an opera, but some pieces of Christmas carol classical music were written to be used in church. Johann Sebastian Bach was an excellent organist who spent years writing church music. Bach based a whole set of variations on the old German carol Vom Himmel hoch, known in English as From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. That same carol turns up in Otto Nicolai's Christmas Overture, which even has a choir to sing it. There's another German Christmas carol in which Mary sings, "Joseph, dearest Joseph mine," asking Joseph for help rocking the baby Jesus to sleep. Johannes Brahms used that carol in a song he wrote to honor another baby, the son of his good friend Joseph, or Josef in German, Joachim. Brahms liked the inside joke of the two Josephs, and he liked the wonderful tune, which he gave to the viola. A couple of centuries earlier than Brahms was composing in Germany, Marc-Antoine Charpentier was composing in France. Charpentier came up with a whole set of what he called carols for instruments. The title of this one is, "Where Are Those Cheerful Shepherds Headed?" One of the top 10 favorite Christmas carols actually has music by a classical composer, even though that's not what he wrote it for. Felix Mendelssohn composed a song to celebrate Johannes Gutenberg, the man who invented the movable type printing press. Mendelssohn didn't like the words to that song and told his publisher he thought the music could be recycled for something else, maybe a wedding piece, but nothing really religious. After Mendelssohn died, someone in England discovered that the music went perfectly with a poem by Charles Wesley, the brother of John Wesley, who founded Methodism. Not all pieces that use Christmas carols were meant to be played at Christmas time. Ottorino Respighi composed a musical description of three paintings by Italian Renaissance artist Sandro Botticelli. One of those paintings is The Adoration of the Magi, in which the Magi, the three kings, are part of a huge crowd admiring the baby Jesus. Respighi sets the scene by quoting an old church chant, "Veni, Veni, Emmanuel," which you know as the Christmas carol, "O Come, Emmanuel."
Mm-hmm.
The Three Kings feature in another piece that uses a Christmas carol. The Farandole from the Arlésienne Suite by Georges Bizet opens with an old French carol called The March of the Kings. Next weekend, the old year marches out and the new year marches in. Classics for Kids will celebrate the new year with a program of musical firsts. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for Musical Firsts on Classics for Kids.